I suppose the natural weather and rain and everything kept it cleaned out. But on a stovepipe, most likely the reason you had to do on a stovepipe, it went up here and then it went laterally across and then, you know, and then ended up the wall that way where a fireplace was just straight up. No covering on it or nothing.
Yeah, you still fight every day?
Well, I can't recall any time it ever broke. Sometimes, you know, you had them wired up. They'd fall down for one reason or other. Of course, the old floors in the houses used to and just wiggle more than they do now, yeah. Too.
Except on some of them.
You mean on some of them now still do?
Some of them now, they still do.
You know, since you mentioned that, I said daughters recently, and they have a new home. They've been in a little over a year. And I'm going to try mine out. I think her floor shakes more now than mine does, and it's 40 years old. Mm-hmm. I'm probably done settled to the bedrock, hasn't it?
Yours probably has heavier timber underneath.
It's quite possible.
Maybe some of these contractors cut every corner they can.
Oh.
A 2x6 is really a 2x3 if you're lucky.
The kids have bought some lots out east of town and hoping to build on it. But another case where they've never been in debt much and don't want to be in debt. And they said to build, they've already gone to the expense of having their architectural work, their blueprint work, and their staking and surveying and all done. I don't know how many $100 they spent for that. But their, what's the old saying? Their, anyway, their eye was bigger than their pocketbook. So rather than to burden themselves with an excessive monthly payment, which so many young folks would do, they, I guess, compromised with their conscience or something, and they have bought a place here in town. The lot, the building, and everything complete costs about 40% of what they hope to build someday out there on their own property. And at the present valuations, their house will be worth as much or more 5 years from now than it is now. And they figured that they would have enough equity in this one maybe to, you know, start the other one without any problems. Of course, they've, I don't know enough about blueprints, you know, but they've picked them something pretty nice on one of the split level jobs and all. Because I told them that our first house is split level is because the way they built the lean-to on it, they had to drop it down. You can't remember that.
See, my wife and I thought about houses, and we decided we were going to have a two-story job with lots of room and all this stuff. Well, shoot, we finally got a GI house, this little one, and we couldn't be happier.
Well, of course, our family is, we bought where we are 2 miles from the old home place. And of course, we moved over there. You know how we moved. Just, we repaired and fixed this house and moved it one piece at a time over there. And 3 weeks later, I got my back broke, and we had plans to expand it because it was hardly big enough for our family. It hadn't come out of a big old house or old home place. It was big. In fact, had one sleeping porch on the kid, 4 double beds. And so we didn't get to go on through with that expansion program for several years after having a back injury.